I Shouldn't Feel This Way, A Journey to Emotional Freedom. Introduction, The Power of Naming What's Hard. Have you ever found yourself caught in a whirlwind of conflicting emotions, unsure of how to make sense of them? I've been there too. As a psychologist with over 2 decades of experience, I've witnessed countless individuals grappling with the same challenge. That's why I wrote this book, to offer you a pathway out of emotional chaos and into clarity. In I Shouldn't Feel This Way, I'll guide you through a transformative 3-step process that has helped thousands find emotional freedom. This journey begins with a simple yet powerful act, naming what's hard. By acknowledging our difficult feelings without shame, we take the first crucial step towards understanding and managing them. The frame process, finding clarity in confusion. Let's dive into a key strategy I've developed called the frame process. This approach helps us navigate our complex inner landscape. Facts, we start by identifying the objective facts of a situation. Roots, we explore the underlying causes of our emotions. Audit, we examine our thoughts and beliefs about the situation. Mental messages, we pay attention to our internal dialogue. Expansion, we broaden our perspective to see new possibilities. Imagine Sarah, a client who felt overwhelmed at work. Using Frame, she realized her stress stemmed not just from her workload, but from an underlying belief that she had to be perfect. By challenging this mental message, she found new ways to approach her tasks and set realistic expectations for herself. Taming the inner critic, from guilt to grace. One of the most persistent obstacles on our path to emotional freedom is guilt. That nagging voice telling us we're not good enough, we should have done more, or we're letting others down. But here's a liberating truth. Guilt, while well-intentioned, often employs unhelpful strategies. Consider this. Each guilt message has a grain of truth in it, which is what makes it so powerful. The key is learning to sift through these messages, extracting the valuable insights while letting go of the unnecessary burden. I encourage you to reframe your self-talk. Instead of I'm letting people down, try I am limited and I am a beloved child of God. Rather than I should be perfect, remind yourself, I'm not perfect and God's grace is enough. Brave action, moving from numbing to courage. Now, let's talk about taking brave action. It's tempting to numb ourselves when faced with difficult emotions or challenging situations. But true growth and transformation come when we lean into discomfort and choose courage. I once worked with a woman named Emily who struggled with social anxiety. She'd often avoid gatherings, feeling she didn't belong. Through our work together, Emily learned to name her fear, challenge her negative self-talk, and take small, brave steps. She started by attending a small gathering with close friends, gradually building her confidence to engage in larger social settings. Remember, bravery doesn't mean absence of fear. It means acknowledging your fear and moving forward anyway, one small step at a time. The path to clarity, embracing your authentic self. As we near the end of our journey, I want to emphasize a crucial point. The goal isn't to eliminate all negative emotions. Rather, it's to develop a healthier relationship with the full spectrum of your feelings. When you learn to name what's hard, tame your guilt, and take brave action, you open the door to living as your authentic self. As I often tell my clients, when I'm really being my true self, when I'm aligned with myself, I'm empowering other people, which is what helps them heal and become who they really need to be. This journey to emotional freedom isn't always easy, but it's infinitely worthwhile. By embracing your full range of emotions and learning to navigate them skillfully, you unlock your potential to live with greater clarity, confidence, and purpose. Conclusion, your invitation to emotional freedom. As we conclude, I want to leave you with this thought. Change starts when you finally stop beating yourself up for the way that you feel. Your feelings, even the difficult ones, are not your enemy. They're signposts guiding you towards greater self-understanding and growth. I Shouldn't Feel This Way is more than just a book title. It's a common thought that holds so many of us back. My hope is that by the end of this journey, you'll be able to replace that phrase with a more empowering one. I feel this way, and that's okay. Now, what can I learn from it? Remember, you are worth so much more than numbing through life or being trapped by guilt and self-doubt. You have the power to name what's hard, tame your inner critic, and take brave action towards the life you desire. This is your invitation to step into emotional freedom. Are you ready to accept it?